Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, June 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 72 years ago today, in 1953, Queen Elizabeth II was crowned at Westminster Abbey in London, England. At the age of 27, she ascended the throne following the passing of her father, King George VI. This historic coronation was the first to be televised, allowing millions worldwide to witness the grandeur of the ceremony. Queen Elizabeth's reign has since become a symbol of dedication and service, inspiring generations across the globe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 53 degrees, with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 71 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions, with a low around 51 and a gentle southwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 11:15 with a high tide at 5:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 53 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 76 and light north winds. Wednesday warms up to a high near 86. Thursday brings a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms with a high near 90. Friday has a chance of rain showers with a high near 85. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s to upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, New England's largest pizza festival is making a delicious return this year, featuring more than 30 pizzerias from around the globe. The Boston Pizza Festival will take place at City Hall Plaza in Boston from 11 in the morning to 6 in the evening on Saturday, June 21st, and Sunday, June 22nd. Co-director Raphael Scalzi expressed pride in celebrating the incredible talent of local and regional pizzerias alongside some of Italy's finest. The event will include interactive pizza-making demonstrations, live music, and a new ticketing system that offers 2 complimentary slices with admission. Don't miss this flavorful experience. Now on to sports. The 2025 NBA Finals will feature a thrilling matchup between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers, 2 franchises with intriguing connections. Both teams excel at avoiding turnovers and maintain a fast pace, while neither relies heavily on 3-point shooting. The key to their success stems from a pivotal trade involving star player Paul George. Drafted by the Pacers, George was later traded to the Thunder, setting in motion a series of moves that led both teams to the finals. The upcoming showdown is a testament to the impact of trading Paul George. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway, the Sox triumphed over the Braves 3-1. Trevor Story's key double brought home 2 in the first, while Crochet's stellar pitching struck out 12 across 7 innings. Despite a solo homer from Ozuna, the Braves couldn't catch up. Crochet nabbed the win, Elder took the loss, and Chapman earned the save. The Sox now boast a 29-23 record as they continue to shine in the Back Bay. Tonight, the Sox face the Angels at Fenway for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Richard Fitz, boasting a 2.70 ERA, takes the mound against Tyler Anderson, who has a 3.39 ERA. First pitch is at 7:10 under clear skies, with temperatures around 67 degrees. In top news, in a shocking revelation, North Korea has been infiltrating Western companies by placing young information technology workers under false identities. These operatives, often trained in cyber warfare, are using advanced techniques, including artificial intelligence, to secure remote jobs. A case involving Christina Chapman, who facilitated these operations, highlights the extent of this scheme. Federal investigators found her housing dozens of laptops linked to North Korean agents, aiding them in bypassing security measures. As the pandemic surged remote work, the number of North Korean cyber operatives has increased significantly, posing a serious threat to global cybersecurity. In business news, Chinese electric vehicle makers are gaining traction, pulling ahead of Tesla with impressive sales figures. In May, NIO, XPeng, and Li Auto together delivered almost 98,000 vehicles, marking a 50% increase from last year. BYD, the largest electric vehicle maker in China, reported over 200,000 all-electric vehicles delivered, up 40% year-on-year. Meanwhile, Tesla's sales in China fell to about 58,000 cars in April, down 6%. Despite this, Tesla's stock has surged nearly 100% over the past year, fueled by investor optimism in artificial intelligence and upcoming ventures like a robotaxi business. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% over the weekend to $105,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $2,500. And Goatsys Maximus is down 6% to 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a landscape rapidly evolving in artificial intelligence, the emergence of DeepSeek, a Chinese startup, is challenging United States dominance. Founder Lian Wenfeng, often referred to as Tech Madman, empowers young researchers at DeepSeek, which recently gained international attention with its R1 model, outperforming established Western counterparts while claiming to have built it at a fraction of the cost of OpenAI's GPT-4. Despite allegations of government ties and data theft, DeepSeek continues to thrive. In a nation where innovation is fueled by state support, its story underscores China's burgeoning tech prowess and the shifting dynamics in the AI race. And in entertainment news, YouTube is transforming the entertainment landscape, increasingly competing with traditional television, particularly sitcoms. For years, the platform has asserted that young people don't watch cable, they watch YouTube. However, challenges remain, including perceptions of low-quality content. To elevate its image, YouTube invested $100 million in original programming and attempted various initiatives, ultimately seeing success with creators like Alan Chicken Chow and Dar Man. Their scripted shows resonate with younger audiences, as YouTube now claims over 12% of television viewing in the United States. As viewership grows, YouTube is poised to become a dominant force in media, challenging Hollywood's status quo. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Edison. And he said, "The value of an idea lies in the using of it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.